The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. I'm going to tell you about a few properties that I have, and then I think we've got an interesting topic to talk about today. You've all heard of these little houses, tiny houses, homes for our mother-in-laws and our kids, where we can build a property right on our land. I've got an expert that's going to be calling in very shortly, and if you've got questions about ADUs, accessory dwelling units, that's what they are called, give me a call or text me your question, or when you call in, give Noah the question so that we can get as much information on the show as possible. Our call-in number here is 410-922-6680. Special home that I have for sale right now is located in Baltimore County. It's like halfway between Towson and Franklin Square Hospital. It's kind of in between Towson and Franklin Square Hospital. So you've got St. Joe's over there. If you are working at a hospital, that makes it really good. It's perfect for anybody who wants to be in a family home. It's in the Hallmark Manor. It's near Double Rock Park, and it's really in move-in condition. It's a rancher. It's got a full basement. It's got two half baths and a full tub and shower that are shared. Very unique situation. It has a level backyard. It has a fenced yard. It has a concrete driveway that goes right up and into the kitchen, making it very easy to go in and out no matter what the weather is, and for taking packages and groceries. And this is at 8602 David Avenue. David Avenue is in a zip code 21234. And if you really hurry, I'm not sure we could do it by Thanksgiving, but I think you could do it by Christmas. We could get you into David Avenue. It is ready to move into. It is clean. It's big, open, lower level, that if you wanted to finish it, if you wanted to have it as a skating rink for the kids, if you wanted to have it as a home office, again, really nice rancher. Ranchers are hard to come by these days, especially three bedrooms in good condition. 8602 David Avenue. Again, that's 21234. Call me after the show if you're interested in seeing it. You can reach me at 410-530-2400. And as I always tell you, if you're working with a real estate agent, no problem. Have them call me and we will work together, get you into this house. Our goal is to get you in, make it easy, and have you purchase homes that are right for you. Another property that I have is unusual. It's about 80, 85 years old. It is a stone cottage. It's got a turn tin roof on it. It has been lovingly restored. It highlights craftsmanship that I've never seen before, way beyond perfection. And it is a true haven for those who appreciate artistry. It's got a beautiful landscape backyard. All of this in the area of Cheswold. The address there is 6240 Woodcrest Avenue in 21209. Again, you're listening to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. Our call-in number is 410-922-6680. And on the phone, we have our guest. Good afternoon, Mary.
Hi, Margaret. How are you?
I'm delighted that you agreed to come on to the show.
Thank you so much. It's such a great topic, and I'm just so very appreciative that you're giving me the opportunity.
Well, let me tell the people how we ran into each other. I told them a couple of weeks ago about the GBBR fair at Martin's West, the all-day fair. Not a fair, and how I met you, and you said, "Do you give me some pointers on talking in front of the class?" Well, guys, I want you to know that I did do that. I won't tell you all those pointers, but I kind of slipped in the end of your class, and I have to tell you, you need no pointers. So let's talk about, I think, one of your favorite subjects, and that is ADU. That's the accessory dwelling units. Tell us a little bit about what they are. Start at the beginning. What's an ADU?
Funny name, right? I mean, I'm definitely hoping to start a task force where maybe we could call it something a little bit different. You know, those in Hawaii call it an ohana. Those in, Mexico call it a casita, right? We've heard granny flat. We've heard accessory apartment. Some people, I think, just already have in-law suites, so very possibly could have ADUs already on their property. The key feature of an ADU is it is secondary to the primary house on a single lot. It needs to be self-contained and really needs full bathroom, full bedroom, and a kitchen. That's it.
Okay, so now you said it needs to be on the same property. What if you have a home that has a separate entrance and has like an in-law suite? Can we also call that an ADU if it has those three items?
That is absolutely correct. So the fact that it's inside a home, it can certainly be on the lower level of a home. It could be on the upper level of that detached home. Some folks, and we've seen this in the industry, Margaret, have turned the garage, right? So it can be either attached or detached. It really just cannot be on like a multifamily, right? Don't think of a row of row homes that we had so many places in Baltimore, right? Single family lot cannot be subdivided. So this is a two-for deal, right? You're going to have two different contained properties with the full kitchen, bedroom, and bathroom on the same property, whether it's detached or attached to the main home.
Okay, I know that there are homes around, really nice homes, that have lots that are maybe three quarters, an acre or more, but they are not allowed to divide that land, as you just mentioned. Are you saying that you can, without the zoning regulations, put an additional home there and call it an ADU?
Sure. So that's where it gets a little tricky, right? So let's talk Baltimore County right now. And in Baltimore County, you are absolutely allowed to go to the Department of Zoning and request having an ADU on that property, whether, like we said, it's interior of the house, part of a garage, or a completely separate building on your lot. The rules and the changes that came down this spring through the legislature, there was a House bill and a Senate bill that said, listen, all of the state of Maryland, all of the counties in Maryland, as well as Baltimore City, have been given the task of making it easier for folks to get approved to have ADUs on their property. So some of this that we're talking about now is really to try to change our thought process on families and clients that we might have that need additional housing on their property, but really the changes that are coming, we're going to have to wait until October of 2026 to see what each specific county has come up with to reduce fees to make it easier. That was the task from coming from above that each county needed to do.
Okay, let me ask you something, and maybe this is not a great question, but if you already have this home and this property there, and you do have family living there, is there any advantage, or is there anything you need to do to call it an ADU?
Well, so, you know, truthfully, Margaret, I used to be of the mindset of, you know, it's your house, do what you want with it. If you want to put that extra kitchen down below, right, and you need family members, you need additional housing, you paid for that house, so you should be able to do it, right?
Right.
What has happened is, unfortunately, and sometimes it's, you know, we've all seen, although a lot of them are fantastic, there are some contractors that just don't do the work correctly. And so there has been some experiences where folks have done this and then their loved one that was put in that area, either there was a fire, there was a situation. So I don't know exactly what's going to happen here locally. I do believe that there will be an incentive now, whether that's next year or 5 years from now, to really you know, do one of those where you get reverse zoning, right, to say that it's an ADU if you check all of these boxes. Because the hope is, if you sell or if you need to pull home equity out of the home, having an ADU, since Maryland's mission is to create more housing opportunities, will make your house worth more. So it's going to be a good thing. I just don't know all of the dots that are going to get us there.
Well, I think the good thing, Mary, is that the legislation, you say, is changing next year. Next year is not that far away. So anybody who is thinking about ADU, building a small home, creating one, this is probably the perfect time to start thinking about it, so that when and those regulations come into effect, you'll be ready. I think if anybody has any questions about that, give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Mary. And if you've got any questions right now, we can take them. We're going to step out. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. Mary, hang on. We're going to come back and talk more about these little houses, maybe the difference between a little house and an ADU. This is All About Real Estate, 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You are listening to All About Real Estate and Margaret Rome and Mary Lynch, and we're talking about ADUs, accessory dwelling dwellings, also known as little houses or tiny houses, a home that is actually built on your property for someone else to live in. And speaking of that, Mary, there is a difference, I know, between a little house and an ADU. Please share that with us.
Sure. So I'm sure your listeners know over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of TV shows that have popped up and a lot of talk about tiny houses, right? Everybody envisions having less and living in those tiny little spots. The national difference, what they are saying, is the tiny houses usually have wheels and are easily moved, whereas an ADU is going to be a fixed structure on your property.
Good explanation. So if it's you can't put a trailer on a lot and call it an ADU is what you're saying.
That's correct. Okay. Yeah, if it's something easily moved, right? If you have one of those big, beautiful, luxury motorhomes, right? Just because you park it in the driveway does not mean it's an ADU. And think about it for financing, right? So you don't want to be able to take it away. It really needs to be fixed there, sort of like a garage or one of these big, lovely sheds.
Okay, interesting. Mentioning financing, hadn't even thought about that. But say someone wanted to put an ADU on their property. They've got an acre of land. It can't be divided. And I just wanted to say it's not always for the in-laws and the grandparents. It could be you could have a great, big, wonderful home, and you want space maybe for the kids to come home and live, or the grandchildren to come home and live. It's can go either way. So what would that person, how would they even start going about building this ADU, and what kind of financing is available for it?
Sure, sure. And you mentioned the kids or the grandkids. You know, last year, the first-time home buyer age rose to 40, Margaret. We're all worried about that generational wealth, right? I have children in college. Where on earth are they going to be able to buy? And so that is such a great opportunity for sure. Right now, and you know, we certainly, again, hope that this all gets much easier. But the majority of people are using either their personal savings or home equity, right? Like a HELOC or getting a second mortgage on their property. Certainly there's cash out finances, cash out refinance. Sorry about that. That is probably the most common at this point. Now, FHA nationally, over the last couple years, did something where they are now allowing on their rehab loan, which we know is a 203K, that you can use that to put an ADU on the property. There's some percentages that they will allow from adding that onto the lot. And they're also allowing in areas where you can rent the ADU, for qualification purposes, FHA is allowing you to use a portion of that projected rent for qualification. So I think we're getting better. I certainly hope that more folks are opening up different lines of financing. But for right now, it's usually using, if it's something that you already have a home, most folks are pulling some equity out of that home because we've seen such an increase in property value over the last couple years that if you've owned for a while, you probably have that equity.
I like the idea of pulling the equity out of the main home to build the ADU because you're keeping it all right there. Most of the time, I know you said it could be to rent, but most of the time it's going to be in the family anyhow. It sounds like a perfect solution for families to have more options in housing than,
sure,
than ever. How would somebody start, you know, okay, you've got a house that's on that half an acre,
yep,
acre lot, you're in Baltimore County,
uh-huh,
and somebody's going to call me and say, I want to do that. Who do I call first?
Sure. Well, I think that there are certainly contractors, right, locally that have been experienced with doing it. We always in our industry want you to talk to zoning first. There's a very easy, if you go to the Baltimore County permit, they have a real quick download that you can do with an application to at least start the process of, can I have this in my current community? Again, you and I, Margaret, are really starting to plant this in so many people's heads for the next year, depending if they have college graduates or let's say they have aging parents. Thinking like, what does this look like? And is this something that works for my property? So many of our aging folks want to stay in their current property. And isn't this a wonderful way to either bring someone else onto their property, or maybe they move into the ADU and bring the next generation into the main house?
That's what I was just thinking of. I love that.
Isn't that great?
Yes. In other words, the house is not safe for the parents right now, too many steps, that kind of thing. The parents need to go into a one-level living where they can be cared for. So the kids come and move into the main house, and the parents go into the smaller house. What a great idea. I think I'd like for people to think more about this. Hopefully legislation will allow more of this. And I just can think of so many reasons why that would be a really, really good opportunity. I mean, if you had that extra dwelling there, you could even probably have your caretakers living there, correct?
Absolutely. And again, we have to be careful about making blanket statements until the new rules come.
Right.
But why on earth wouldn't our area allow home caregivers or home health nurses live adjacent, right?
Mm-hmm.
That really helps free up so many opportunities for our aging population. Margaret, as you were telling that story about the next generation in the large house and maybe the grandparents going back into their private space, just imagine Sunday dinners again, right? How many opportunities you'd have to really be involved with the grandchildren as it's growing up. It's such a win-win for socialization for everyone. It just warms my heart, and I really hope so many more Baltimoreans take advantage of this. I think it's just going to be so great for our community.
Well, I think the good thing with having this call that we're doing right now is just to let people know that these tiny houses aren't just cute little, you know, dollhouses. These are really very, very practical. And if you're thinking about it, now's the time to start getting the questions answered. Is your property going to be perfect for this kind of situation? And you can be working on this now while they're working on figuring it out. And I think the more questions we get and the more people that are interested and more shows like this that will talk about the ADUs. I mean, it's really, you know, also as a being a realtor, that the young people have been priced out of the market. And this could be such an ideal. I mean, you could use that ADU. Think of it for, you know, your college kids, your professional students, to have a place to live, go to school, not break the bank with all the costs that it's going to be. I think it's just a really terrific idea. If anybody out there has one, or lives in an area that has done this, we are really open to hearing more about that. And I'm delighted that you're here talking about that. So are there yet contractors that are specializing in this? I think they will be, if they're not already, into building what would be an absolute conforming ADU that would know the boundaries. How close can it be to the house? What, what are the restrictions? I'm just wondering if there's contractors out there who are already been involved with this. Maybe it's even from a different state. I'm fascinated by the whole thing, and I know that you are. So
yeah, there's actually there's two prefab contractors in the state of Maryland, and I'm sorry, I don't have their names in front of me. I know one is in Hagerstown, you know, almost like a house in a box.
Right.
Not really, but you know what I mean.
I do.
That floor plan, and it comes. All you need is to have the foundation poured, and then it just shows up, and you can see, I think they're from anywhere from like 400 square feet all the way up to like 1900 square feet. You can certainly also have a stick build, but these ones that are just ready-made are fantastic, and I just love having the vision of being able to see, you know, okay, well, you know, my china closet fits in there, right? So many of us have things that we have to take with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so by being able to see the floor plan, it really starts to be able to open up that conversation, whether you get a ready-made one or have somebody stick build it. Being able to see so much life that can be had in the small space is just, I think, something that gets that conversation going. And heck, Thanksgiving's coming. You're going to have family around the table. What a better opportunity to start just talking about it and see what that looks like for your family.
I love the idea. And I'm just, again, I'm wondering if anybody out there, maybe another state, I know there's some states that are way ahead of us here that are doing these ADUs and have the laws. And maybe some of those people, if you're listening in, can share that with us. But I love the fact that we are starting this conversation even before the legislation is down. You know, it's all completed. Because I don't think they're allowed everywhere. How do you find out what the neighborhood rules are? You know, how do
sure.
you, I guess you got to go to zoning, right?
You do. And in the specifics of those two bills that were already passed this year, they really say, listen, even to homeowners associations that once upon a time said no way, right? They are saying you have to give this a reconsideration. And unless you have a darn good reason why not to allow this, we want you to loosen those regulations. So I really do feel like we are going to see some changes in the next year. Although the Maryland voters were 80% in favor of being able to give people the option to be able to have ADUs on their property, there were some people that were worried about parking. And we can understand that on some levels, but remember, the ADU that you're putting on your property, if it's really for aging families, sometimes there's one car at most. If it's for one college student, there's one car. We're not talking about a big, large family moving into the backyard with seven new vehicles. So I really hope that communities don't push back and understand that one more car is not going to make or break, but you know what's going to, the opportunity to have generational families and people really putting roots down in communities. I really think it's a win-win for Baltimore and beyond.
I agree, and we are at that time that we need to step out and take a break. You're listening to Mary Lynch and Margaret Rome, all about real estate. We're talking about ADUs. Questions, comments, you can either call the station at 410-922-6680. You can even text me, 410-530-2400.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. We're talking about a different kind of way of living in your home by being able to have other people live near you, like family members, kids, grandparents, in what we're calling an ADU. And I know that there are many Maryland jurisdictions that allow ADUs, but the zoning laws vary. So I just want to make sure that none of you, because you're listening to this program, run out and put an ADU on your property and say, but I heard it there. Check with zoning. Tell us more, Mary. Tell us more. I'm excited about this topic. And I know you're saying that it must have its own separate entrance. It must have its own kitchen, its own bathroom, and its own sleeping area. That's what you're calling an ADU, correct?
Yeah, that's pretty much the definition nationally, right? There's places, Oregon's really big right now, Seattle, California. There are places all over the country that really are very pro-ADU, and it's really answering a lot of the needs for housing in those areas. We're just hoping that people really are able to benefit from that here locally. November, Margaret, is actually National Family Caregiver Month. And so all of those folks out there that are doing amazing things, right, we didn't talk about one population, which are adult children that might have special needs. needs, right? Whether they're physical or mental special needs, whereas imagine the pride and the independence to allow your grown child to be adjacent but still have their own place. You know, this is just such a, I can only imagine the joy that would bring a parent to know that they're safe and yet they have that own independence. And so I really want to stress to all of those caregivers out there, whether it's adult children or you're taking care of your parents, to maybe rethink what housing looks like to you, because big changes are coming your way.
I think one of the things that I have been thinking about, I have had several families who have children, adult children, who still require attention, who cannot be left alone near caretakers. Remember, they used to be called a caretaker's house on farms and large estates. This is really what we're bringing back as a caretaker, only a caretaker for our family, not a caretaker for the property. And I've had someone, a couple of people who have said, what we'd like to do is find a great big house and then have smaller houses around it, so that the big house could be like the commune with the kitchen and the meeting rooms and everything, and then around it would be these smaller houses that would be bedrooms, etc. And that way you could have a community taking care of a community and everybody having their own privacy. And I think this is one of the ways that possibly we can think about ADUs also, that it's not just for our aging parents, that it is for some people have people to take care of that are going to always need that kind of help and care and feeding, and that this might be a really good thing to think about.
Beautiful. I agree. Absolutely. And you talked about caretaker's house, right? The late 19th century, right? There were caregivers, carriage houses, right? Over the barn, the person that took care of the horses. This is not a new thought. Our country was built on community, was built on generational living, was built on taking care of one another. We want to sort of think about bringing folks back together and not having other people taking care of you, right? Let's all come back and take care of one another. I just think it's a beautiful thing, and it's going to really offer a lot of people opportunities.
I think you're right, and I think we need to have a better name than ADU or tiny or little house. And, you know, when you think about a carriage house, I can't tell you how many times over the years I've had people who really can't afford a home. They didn't want to be in an apartment. They couldn't afford a townhouse, and they would say, isn't there a carriage house? Maybe somebody's got a big farm, somebody's got some land that we could rent that. And I think this is maybe going to bring the idea of the carriage house back, but not needing a huge farm to do it.
Mm-hmm. I sure hope so.
I hope so too.
Yeah, there's definitely two things. Number one, I don't like the name ADU either. So if your listeners or you, we can start a whole movement here, Margaret. Today can be the rename, right?
Okay.
Because I don't like it. And the people look a little, you know, like, wait, I've heard, you know, people just look at me like, what ado? What's an ado?
I do. So, I tell you what, why don't we start right here? And over the next week or so, anybody who has a better name, let's see if we can't change this language a little bit instead of calling it an ADU, something that would sound friendly and warm and would also just give you the idea of what we would call it. I mean, a tiny house is not, you know, you don't want to say I live in a tiny house. You don't want to say I want to live in an ADU.
No.
I think that's a nice challenge. give us a name for an ADU that would be warm and comforting. And I just want to say we are about to step out and take a break. This is Margaret Rome. This is Mary Lynch. We're talking about ADUs, questions about it. You can text me after the show, 410-530-2400. Love to answer your questions. To us, it is maybe not to Mary so much, but to most of us, a new thought of how we can live rather than thinking about the nursing homes and the assisted living. We are going to break again, 410-530-2400 after the show.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERome.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back. You're listening to All About Real Estate. We're talking about ADUs, accessory dwelling units that we're looking for a new name for it. Some people call them tiny houses, but we know a tiny house is one that can be moved and an ADU cannot. We just had a caller, Mary, and said, well, what do the neighbors do to prevent the people who have these dwellings not just rent them out and make rental properties out of them?
Sure. And it's my understanding, at least in Baltimore County, that when they make it easier next year to have an ADU, they are still going to require that it is a family unit. So that would be a child, right? That would be a grandparent. It has to stay in the family. That's my understanding. Now, I personally would like that also to include somebody that could be taking care of someone in the, you know, in the main house, but we'll see what that comes down as far as the rules and the changes. So I hear you, and I understand that people don't want that higher density in some of our, you know, more suburban communities. We still have a housing shortage, though, right? So something has to give. But it's my understanding, at least in the beginning, that this is going to only be for families.
Okay. Another question. I'm not sure if you can answer this.
Oh.
What if you had a vacant lot? Could you then build, well, probably not yet either, a home on it and an ADU on it? You know, new that's build right. all at the same time. Has that that's, come up?
Yeah. And that's my understanding is that's absolutely going to be an option. There are percentages of size-wise, right? There are some rules right now. And again, we're being careful on what the rules are today, not knowing for sure what the rules are tomorrow or next year, right? So right now, the primary, the larger of the homes is supposed to be in the front. The ADU has to be in the back of the property and has to be smaller than the larger. Now, I have heard in other parts of the country that folks will buy a property, let's say it has a small rancher already on it, they can turn the existing property into the ADU. They would just need to be able to build the larger house in front, right? So, you know, we have some larger properties, let's just say in Baltimore County, imagine a 2-acre property mm-hmm. that maybe that rancher sits in the back. Think about the options to put the newer home in the front, and then the original house then becomes the ADU.
Yeah, I like
things to think about.
There's a lot to think about it, and I think as the year progresses and we start seeing and reading more about this, you're way ahead of everybody. You're already teaching ADUs. And that's one of the things that I was so fascinated with you that I wanted to have you on the show. Right now, let's say I had somebody who needs a place right now. Where do we start? Let's say they want to put their home up next year. They want to mm-hmm. have their in-laws living with them by next year. I mean, how do they even start? Is it zoning the first place we go? And after that, where do we go?
Mm-hmm. It depends. I think if you have a trusted contractor, I really am speaking to more and more contractors that are getting educated on this. So trusted general contractor might be your first start. If you're looking to then buy a property, you know that when we purchase or we help clients buy and sell real estate, that you can write something in called a feasibility study. Historically, that's been more for commercial properties. However, in this case, if your client is looking to move parents in and they're only going to buy that property if it's approved for an ADU, then you should be able to go ahead and have those questions explored and answers received during that time. So, you know, that's something where zoning is always going to be your first start to understand that. Where it gets tricky in our area also, Margaret, is septic, right? Places that have septic. So I don't have great answers yet on what that's going to look like because septic is based on occupancy and adding. It's, you know, right now it's problematic in a lot of places that have septic systems.
Not that it's a problematic, but it is a problem zoning. I hear the music. I cannot thank you enough, Mary. Look forward to talking to you more about this. Maybe we will get a new name for ADUs, and I will talk to you later after the show. This was Mary Lynch, Margaret Rome, talking about ADUs. Thank you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore.